Is Chazar zu sehen, ich muss abbach ich es schwag bin aber mir Juda. Sagt der Brachas darf lamet beis. Aber ich habe mir Khanina says that there are three psukim that show that Kadosh Baruch Hu agrees that it's the fact that he gave us the Yetzer Hara that makes us sin. And that is the only reason that we'll be able to withstand the judgment lasad lavei, because it's not really our fault. Belazar and others say that Moshe spoke with some chutzpah towards Hashem. Belazar's pasuk is vayispal Moshe el Hashem, which we should read as al Hashem. He spoke up sort of against with some chutzpah to Hashem. Rabbi Yana Dashan's pasuk vidizahav to teach that Moshe told Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's because of all the money that we were given, and that's what caused us to sin with the Egel. The Gemara brings Mishalim to prove that point. After the Eden did the Egel, Hashem tells Moshe, Lech Reid, go down. Belazar explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, go down from your greatness, because you only have your greatness because of Klal Yisrael. Now that they've sinned, you lose your greatness. Hashem then said, Haref bimeni vashmideim, release me and I will destroy them. Moshe said, I see that if Hashem is asking for my release, it must be that I can save them with my tefillah. Pasuk says that Hashem said, Vatoha nicholi. He asked Moshe to leave him so that he can go ahead and destroy the Eden. So Rabbi Avo says it's as if Moshe was grabbing onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu and preventing him from going to destroy the Eden and insisting that the Eber should give them a mechila. Hashem said to Moshe, I will make you into a great nation. Rabbi Lozer explained that Moshe said, if a chair of three legs of the Avos can't withstand your anger, Eber, then for sure a chair with only me as the regel, if I'm the father of all descendants, then for sure we'll have no chance. Also, the Avos will think that I was in it the whole time for myself, that I should become the father of a new nation. Pasuk says, Vayichal Moshe. Rabbi Lozer says, that means Moshe stood there until he was able to kaviyachal convince Hashem. Rava says he stood there and he was mefer Hashem's neder. Shmuel says that he risked his life for it. Rava Amar of Yitzchak said that it means that he was able to get the Midas HaRachamim to come to here. Rabbanan said it means that Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is chulin to you, it's removed from you to go ahead and destroy the nation. Eliezer Gadol says that Abraisa means that Moshe continued to daven until he became sick from davening from this. Moshe then told Hashem, Zuchar la'avrom li'itzach li'yisrael avadecha, shenesh bato lehem boch. Boch means in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lozer explains that Moshe said to Hashem, since you swore by your name to bring the nation of Klal Yisrael into Eretz Canaan, so if just like your name remains forever and ever, so too your Shua has to remain forever. Pasuk seems to not make sense. Moshe says, "Vatadaber aleim harbe zarachem." You said that you will increase their children. Chayeshemayim v'chol aris hadash. Asher amarti that I spoke. It's not what I spoke. That Hashem Baruch Hu spoke. Rabbi Loza says, "Asher amarti" is where Hashem starts talking and Moshe's part of the conversation ended. Shmuel ben Achmeni says that Moshe was saying, "Ebishter, you told me to go tell the Yidden in your name that they'll be brought into Eretz Canaan. Now what will I tell them?" Moshe says, "Hashem, people will say me built the yecholes Hashem. Yecholes is a lashon nekeva." Rabbi Loza explained, Moshe said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "People are going to say that the Eibishter's koyach is like a nekeva. He wasn't able to save the nation and bring them into Eretz Canaan, and that's why he destroyed them." Yechonon says, we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu ended up agreeing with Moshe. He says, because the pasuk says, "Vayem Hashem solachti kidvarecha." And the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel explains, "Kidvarecha" means that yes, because the other nations would taka say that it's because of a lack of koyach that Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't save the Eden. Rabbi Shmuel says, just like we find by Moshe that first he praised Hashem and then he asked, so too we should, before we daven, first we praise and then we ask for our needs. Rabbi Lozer said, even though Moshe had more ma'isim tovim than anybody, it was only his tefillah that was able to get him what he asked for. You see, that tefillah is greater than ma'isim tovim. Rabbi Lozer said, observing a tainus is greater than tzedakah, because tzedakah is only with the money, tainus is with the person's guf. Rabbi Lozer also learns from psukim that tefillah is even greater than korbanus. He then learns from a pasuk that from when after the Churban, the Shari Tefillah have been closed. The only Shar that remains open is the Shari Demois. He also daven from a pasuk from the day of the Churban, there is now an iron curtain, an iron wall between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yochanan and Yochanan says, anyone who prolongs his davening, makes it long, and the Gemara says, without any expectation that will be answered, he actually will be answered. We learn this from Moshe. Yochanan says, if someone davens, he's not answered, he should daven again. Like the pasuk says, Kavil Hashem Chazak Yamiz Vedecho, Vikavil Hashem again. Bryce says that there are four things that need constant chizuk, constant strengthening in order to succeed in them. Number one is Torah, number two is Ma'isim Tovim, number three is Tefillah, number four is Derech Eretz, meaning livelihood. Pasuk says that Tzion claims to Hashem that Hashem has forgotten about us, Klal Yisrael, and about Tzion. Shulchan explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I've created an infinite number of heavenly bodies, you think I would be able to forget about you? Pasuk continues, so the Klal Yisrael says, Tzion says, if so, maybe you're never going to forget about the Aver of the Eagle. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that I will forget. They ask Hashem, but if you're going to forget that, maybe you're going to forget also that we said Nasav and Nishma by Har Sinai. To that, the Pasuk says, V'anoichi lo yesh kochei, Hashem says, I will not forget. Mishnah said, the Chassidim harishoinim, harishoin sho'achas. But Pupil Levi says, we learn this from the Pasuk of Ashrei Yoshe Vesecha, first be in the Beis Medrash, and then afterwards, Oid Yehalaluchas. Pasela, then you start davening. After davening, you're also supposed to wait, like we learned from a pasuk, that after davening, you wait around to sort of rethink your tefillah. Brisa asks, if they spend an hour before davening, and an hour after davening for all three tefillahs, that's 9 hours, when did they learn and when did they earn a livelihood? Brisa said they had a bracha not to forget the learning, and they had a special bracha regarding livelihood. Mishnah said, Afilo HaMelech Shleil B'Shleima Lo Yeshivenu. Rav Yosef says that's only by a Jewish king, you're not afraid he's going to kill you for not answering him, but a Goyish king, you would answer him even in Milosh Ben Esrei. Brisa gives a story of a certain chassid who did not answer a non-Jewish sar who came and gave him shalom while he was davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the sar said to him, I could have killed you for that, and your Torah says that you shouldn't give up your life or something like this. Chassid answered, if you were by a Melech Basar Adam, you would not answer. While talking to the Melech Basar Adam, you would not answer someone else who came and greeted you. So here I am talking to the Melech Malachim and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure I will not stop from talking to him to answer your greeting. After hearing that, the Goyish sar allowed the chassid to go home safely.